Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam and Linda Bellingham. Episode 1, Unhappy Returns.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum. You're early.
Yes, no traffic on the motorway. I bought the duvet you wanted and some extra pillows. How are you?
Still asleep. Do you want a coffee while I get dressed?
We'll make it a quick one. Let's get going as soon as we can. I'd like to get home in daylight.
Oh, she's going shopping. Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
No traffic on the motorway. That's why she's early.
Well, I'll just take my clothes and I'll leave you to it.
Oh, don't forget your other sock.
Thanks. Well, have a good trip back and I'll see you soon, Anna. Thanks for...
I'll ring you.
Bye, Mrs. Grayshot.
Did Kevin stay the night?
Yes.
Where did he sleep?
With me, of course.
That's a single bed.
We can't all have luxury double divans, you know.
I thought Kevin was just a friend.
Oh, Mum, don't be naive.
This is all a bit sudden. I hardly knew you.
Well, you're not sleeping with him. I am.
You might have told me.
What? On the phone? The weather's fine, the lectures are a pain, and I'm sleeping with Kevin.
Sex should be a special thing.
Oh, don't start, Mum.
I thought you might save yourself for the right man. You don't have to rush into it.
Who's rushing? I've known Kevin ever since I came up to university.
I saved myself for your father.
You met him when you were 17. You didn't save yourself for long, did you?
It's just a bit of a shock seeing a man in your bedroom.
Oh? And don't you think I was shocked when I saw Bill in yours?
You never said it bothered you.
Of course it bothered me, but it doesn't mean I'm scarred for life.
But I did at least tell you about Bill. You didn't tell me about Kevin. I just happened upon it.
If you hadn't been so early, you wouldn't have happened upon anything.
You are being careful, aren't you?
Mum, we have safe sex drummed into us so much here, I'm surprised there's not a degree in it.
Hello?
Guten Tag.
What? Bill? About time.
What's that supposed to mean?
I thought you were going to phone on Wednesday.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're working round the clock trying to get the first issue of the magazine together. Then there's the time difference.
There isn't one between us and Germany now.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, it feels as if there is.
So, how are you?
Oh, I've got a bit of a cold and I crushed my finger in the car door this morning.
I meant in a general sense.
Fine. You all right?
As all right as an abandoned woman can be.
Lots of people have to work away from home for a while.
Usually because they're fed up with each other.
I'm not fed up with you.
How could you be? You haven't seen me for weeks.
I phoned up to talk to the woman I love, and I find this argumentative old bat. What's the matter with you?
This is the real me. I was just pretending to be a beguiling coquette until you agreed to pay half the mortgage.
Well, I'd like the beguiling coquette back for at least 48 hours. I'm coming home this weekend.
Are you? Which bit of it?
All of it, starting tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Is that "oh, right" the same as "what good news and I can't wait to see you"?
I was just thinking.
Thinking's not very practical when this call's costing me 40 pence a minute.
It's just that Hannah's here.
Why? Has she been sent down from university?
No, she's just got a few days off for reading before her exams.
Everything's much as normal, then. House packed with dependents and dogs.
Oh, it's only temporary.
I thought they'd all gone. Jo's supposed to have been in America and Hannah, I thought, was in Liverpool.
Well, she isn't at the moment. I didn't know you were coming home, did I?
Well, sorry to be so inconvenient.
Don't be pathetic.
I don't see any point in coming home if I'm just in the way.
Who said you were in the way?
The implication was that you planned a cosy mother and daughter weekend and I was messing it up.
Hannah and I aren't cosy.
A great deal cosier than you and I, apparently.
What do you want me to say? That I'd rather spend this time with you than my daughter?
That would be a start. Well?
Well, I would say, but I don't feel like saying anything pleasant to you at the moment as you're being so unreasonable.
I think we might as well forget this weekend.
Fine, let's forget it then if you feel like that. What time do you want me to meet you at the airport?
I gather you wish to see me.
I'm giving you a new job. Associate editor.
Oh, that's rather nice.
Are you pleased?
Do I have my own office?
Yes.
Secretary?
Naturally.
Clothes allowance?
I'm sure we could come to some arrangement.
And a 7 Series BMW?
Well...
That might be quite pleasant, then.
I don't mind if you show me your gratitude.
Thank you, Richard.
A kiss would be nice.
For who?
I thought you might feel warmer towards me if I promoted you.
You must think me very avaricious.
Liza, there's so much I want to say.
Couldn't you put it in a memo?
My heart is still yours.
I'd rather it wasn't.
I know we agreed that our affair was over.
Yes, we did.
But when I see you every day, I yearn to embrace you.
That wouldn't be very sensible.
I don't want to be sensible. I want to run barefoot along a tropical beach with you.
I never run. It's most inelegant.
Say the word and I'll leave, Marjorie.
I thought the word was reconciliation. You said you were trying to save your marriage.
Marjorie says she'll give me another chance.
You don't sound terribly thrilled.
She wants me to move back into our bedroom.
Well, that sounds promising.
She's bought a new nightie.
I suppose some women still wear them, do they?
And she says she'll push the beds together.
Quite a temptress.
I'd rather have you back.
You can't.
I'll do anything you want me to.
Richard, please get up. It takes a certain kind of man to kneel with dignity.
I suppose you mean Bill.
Bill? The only time he knelt was when Scotland won the Five Nations Cup.
He'll always be my rival in your affections.
Bill's my ex-husband. We're divorced.
Yes, but he was sensitive to your needs.
Sensitive? He actually took my checkbook away in the middle of the Mercedes showroom.
You still seem to like him. Perhaps I should treat you more like he did.
Bill didn't treat me at all. That was the problem. He never let me get my own way.
I can be forceful too, you know. If you think that might be helpful.
Look, Richard, let's just keep this a business relationship.
I can't forget our time together. Remember what you used to call me?
Remind me.
Tiger.
How unoriginal. Are you sure that was me?
Of course it was you. You've been the only one in 12 years of marriage. I've never strayed before. Come back to me, Liza.
No. Sorry, but thanks for the job.
Anna, are you seeing any of your friends this week?
No, they're not really around. Caroline's at Exeter and Sarah's doing a year out.
What about Alice?
Oh, please, Mum. I haven't spoken to her since she read my diary when we were in Greece that summer.
Yeah, I admit that was pretty underhand. So you won't be seeing Alice then?
Well, you don't like her either. Why do you suddenly want me to see her?
No, not just her, any of them.
Oh?
I wondered if you were planning to stay with any of your friends. Overnight?
No. I thought half the point of coming back was so that we could see each other with Bill and Joe being out of the way.
Yes, well, Bill won't be out of the way. He's coming back.
Is he? What, has the magazine contract finished?
No. Just for the weekend.
Which week? Oh, don't tell me. This weekend, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
And as you haven't seen each other for a month, you'll fly into each other's arms and it'll be extremely inconvenient if I'm hanging about.
I knew you'd understand.
So do you want me to go back tonight?
Of course not. Tomorrow will do. Come down later in the week.
Why can't I just keep out of the way?
Because I said so.
That's not an answer.
Well, I'm not giving answers. I'm issuing an ultimatum.
But there's nobody in my place. I'll be all alone with no heating or anything.
I'll buy you a jumper.
Well, that won't keep me warm.
A duffel coat, then.
I'll get the early train.
Hello?
I'm at Frankfurt. Just thought I'd let you know I'm getting the 5:30 flight. Gets in about 7.
Great! I was just attaching the last of my 7 veils.
I thought we'd be having a sensible family tea with Hannah at home.
Miss UK, she's gone back to Liverpool.
You have her home?
No, we didn't. For once.
So how did you do it?
Bribery.
Does that mean we've got the house to ourselves?
Well, there's the dog.
Inevitably. Oh, and don't worry about picking me up. The company's got a minicab account.
You mean you'd prefer a chauffeur-driven limousine to a hatchback filled with dog hairs?
I think I would, yes. Flight's been called. See you soon.
Bye.
Man heiligt den gleich kommt schon der Start. Man drängt sich und man drängt sich. Plötzlich gibt es einen Ruck und schnaufend bewegt sich der Zug.
Bill!
Hello, Mum.
Hannah, what are you doing here?
There's been a derailment outside Euston. Nothing's coming in or out. I sat on the train for hours, but it doesn't look like they'll be able to clear it today.
Damn.
I know why you're saying damn. It's got nothing to do with British Rail, has it?
Oh, of course I'm upset for you, Hannah.
But mostly you're upset because I've come home.
I'm sure they could have sorted it out eventually.
I couldn't stay there any longer. I spent all my money on rotten sandwiches, and it was too late to go and get the bus.
Well, Bill will be here soon.
I'll be discreet.
You don't know how to.
Look, I'll just take a thermos of soup upstairs, then I'll have a bath. You won't even know I'm here.
Oh, what does it matter? Would have been nice if Bill and I could have been on our own, but if we can't, we can't. He knows about family life.
Oh. A bit warm for fire, isn't it?
I was trying to create the right ambience. Are you, going upstairs?
Yes, okay. Just wanted the paper with the TV programmes in it. Oh, can I have a piece of this cheese?
No.
Oh, it's not my fault there was a derailment.
Did I say it was? Well,
starving me to death seems to indicate you do.
There's some cheddar in the fridge.
Is that a new dress?
Yes, it is.
A bit flimsy. Have you got a vest under it?
None of your business.
Hmm. Well, don't blame me if you catch a death of cold.
Hello?
I'm in here. Just keeping the home fires burning.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. They were stacking them up for landing. Oh, it's a bit dark in here, isn't it?
bang goes the ambience.
Oh, sorry, Faith. I've just been in airports and planes for hours. I've got used to the bright lights. I'll turn it off again.
It's all right. The magic moment has passed.
Whew. It's warm in here.
I thought a fire would be nice.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, it is. I think I'll just sit over here till I get used to it.
I thought we'd eat in here.
Ah.
Ah, what?
Well, it looks nice.
Thank you.
Is it for us?
Of course it's for us. Who else do you think I'd have invited?
Are those knives and forks for anything?
The main course.
Is it the sort of meal you can freeze at all?
Why?
Well, I had a small meal on the plane.
What?
But I'll see if I can manage something.
Didn't you think I might have cooked a meal?
I was thinking about getting home to you. I wasn't thinking about steak and chips.
The strout.
You know what it's like on planes. They give you a tray. You don't get any choice.
Yes, you do. You say, no thanks.
Okay, okay. I didn't. I ate it because I didn't know you were going to cook.
So you're not hungry?
Not right at this moment.
Do you like this dress?
Very much.
Only you didn't say anything.
I haven't had much chance.
You could have come in and said, you look very nice, Faith.
I would have done, but I was overcome by the heat.
I see. So I force-fed you and roasted you alive. I think I'll just go to bed before I do any more damage. Do you want to come with me? Or do you get that on the plane as well?
Doors are locked. I've doped the dog. I'm on my way. So, you think a locked door can save you from my clutches? Have this woman washed and sent to my tent.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Hannah. What the blazes are you doing here? I thought you were in Liverpool.
No, there was a derailment. Euston's closed.
Does your mother know you're back?
Of course she does.
She didn't tell me.
Oh, she said she would. She was probably just choosing her moment.
Not out of town for timing. Are you, you going out at all?
Not tonight, sorry. But I'll be going back in the morning as long as the trains are running.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it doesn't bother me, but I know your mother wants us to spend a romantic weekend.
Oh, and I thought you were just friends.
You didn't tell me Hannah was still here.
I was going to. I didn't get the chance.
I just made a complete prat of myself on the landing. I thought it was you in the bathroom.
What did you say?
Have this woman washed and sent to my tent.
Wish I'd been there.
So do I, preferably on the other side of the bathroom door.
Oh, did you feel embarrassed?
Of course I did.
I'm sure she understands.
That's the trouble, she does. Oh.
Come here.
Oh, hang on, I just want to blow my nose first. Oh.
That Meryl Streep never has this trouble.
Meryl Streep is not a real person, she is an anagram.
Oh, yes. I bet her love scenes aren't interrupted by nose blowing. Are we ready now?
For what?
You didn't come home to mow the lawn, did you?
Can I just take my socks off?
Oh, grey socks. Are they new?
I bought a grey shirt as well.
You never have before.
I just thought I'd cut out the middleman. Or woman.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what these hotel laundries are like.
Not really, no.
Well, things come back quite white, and I thought how interesting that recently my white shirts and socks have become quite grey.
Since you've been with me, you mean?
I suppose it would have been around that time.
Everything goes in the machine together, as far as I'm concerned.
I noticed.
Well, I can't be bothered with anything that can't keep its colour to itself.
And I'm usually wearing the evidence.
How many pairs of socks have you got?
A dozen or so.
Well, I won't have to worry then, will I?
You never did before. Oh, dear. A bit cramped in here. I'm used to having a bed to myself.
So am I. Shift over.
They make hotel beds with hospital corners. And they put a chocolate mint on my pillow at night.
Oh, well, just think of me as a chocolate mint.
I usually save it till the morning.
Well, not tonight. Oh, I should have switched on the answering machine.
Perhaps it's room service.
I'll be brief and brisk.
You don't know how to.
Yes?
Hi.
Who is this?
Mum.
Joe. Where are you?
Florida.
Well, what a surprise.
Knew I was here.
I mean, what a surprise to hear from you. At this time of night.
It's only lunchtime here.
Joe.
Oh, nice.
Are you all right?
Yeah, sure.
How's college?
Excellent.
Good.
I'm getting into American football. I went to a Miami Dolphins game last week.
Can't you ring him back tomorrow?
Joe, could I ring you back tomorrow? Only I'm just in the middle of...
No, you can't ring me back. I had to book this call. It took me ages to get through.
I see, okay. So, tell me about the Miami Dolphins. Mm. Breakfast?
Oh, thanks. That was Richard on the phone.
Mm. What did he want?
He still seems to think he's my editor. He's summoned me to lunch tomorrow.
Why?
Maybe he likes me. Why not?
Did he miss you?
He wasn't sobbing into the phone.
Will you have time to meet him?
Yes, I'll get the afternoon flight back.
Oh, we could have had a leisurely lunch.
In the Bombay Brasserie?
In bed, I was going to say.
Oh, you mean going to bed in the daytime? Well, I couldn't possibly.
Very European to have a siesta.
You're not talking about a siesta, are you?
Bill, I'm sorry about last night.
You mean you're sorry about not telling me your daughter was here? Or sorry that you spent half an hour on the phone to your son?
They're sleeping together, you know.
Who is?
Hannah and Kevin.
What, now?
No, in Liverpool. I arrived early and he hadn't had time to get dressed. It was obvious.
Well, what do you expect?
Mothers never expect anything. They just brace themselves for the next shockwave to strike.
It can't have been that much of a shock. He must have told her the facts of life.
Of course, when she was 11.
In that case, she's shown admirable restraint. You're not upset, are you?
A bit. Can't explain why.
Probably because he's not good enough for her.
Isn't he?
Well, nobody would be. Kevin seems perfectly fine to me.
Sex is a big step.
I don't think steps have much to do with it.
Does she know what she's doing?
Did you, the first time?
Didn't have much to do with violins and waves crashing on the shore, I must admit.
All my mates were boasting about their conquest, but I got frozen with fear as soon as Bessie Crammon took off her poppet beads. I thought I'd never get it right.
Do you think you've got it right, do you?
Well, I'm willing to take a refresher course.
Sorry. I was still a bit ratty about Hannah last night. I just wanted everything to be perfect.
Why? It's never been perfect before.
It'll get easier. Now we've got over our reunion.
I didn't expect to have to get over it. I expected to enjoy it.
Of course, we wouldn't have had to go through all this if you'd never gone away.
Oh, it was a good time to leave Vista Magazine. Liza was driving me mad, and everyone seemed to be younger than me.
They are.
Thank you for your understanding.
I know it was a good time for you, but, well, just when Hannah and Joe left home, you pushed off as well.
It just means that we'll have to make the most of the time when we're together.
Mom! Mom! Toilet's blocked.
But it won't be easy.
You always hurt the one you love.
I tried, Bill. Believe me, I tried. I was the model husband. Put both socks in the laundry bin without being asked. I even went round Sainsbury's with her on Saturdays. What more could Marjorie ask of me?
Richard, Marjorie was upset because you had an affair with Liza. She wasn't giving you a domestic science exam.
It was my way of showing I still cared.
About losing a double-fronted coach house in Dulwich?
I even got Liza to speak to Marjorie.
Oh, God.
To tell her it was just a little fling.
And it was after that when Marjorie threw you out.
How did you guess?
Intuition?
I think Marjorie would have had me back if it wasn't for Mr. Huggins.
Who's Mr. Huggins?
He came to advise her on a security system. She happened to be throwing my suits out of the window when he arrived. By the time I got home, he talked her into changing the locks and installing an entry phone.
So where are you living?
I've got a small service flat in Sydenham. Four floors up and a smell of cabbage, but I'm finding the freedom, oh, quite exhilarating.
Even the freedom to do your own ironing?
Oh, Marjorie still does that. I go home for Sunday lunch and she does my washing.
Does she?
I think she's being a bit liberal with the starch.
You can hardly blame her.
It's a small price to pay for a perfect crease.
Quite. So, how are things at Vista Magazine? Any changes?
Have you heard anything, Bill?
I'm hardly likely to hear anything in German.
The word gets round fast in this business.
Ask Liza. She's usually the word that gets around.
I've made her associate editor.
What?
Fashion and style, in brackets. We're working closely together again.
Oh, Richard, haven't you learned that one encounter with Liza is too close for any man?
I did try to deny my feelings, Bill, but I'm a free man now.
If your wife still does your washing, I would say that was rather overstating the situation.
Liza's been to Sydenham once or twice.
Has she?
Well, once. She said she'd rather wait until I got properly settled.
She means when you've got a marble-floored penthouse in Regent's Park. She's never been a gas ring and put you up woman, I'm afraid. Liza.
Surprise farewell party.
What?
We didn't have time to give you a proper send-off when you left, mister, so Liza wanted to do something for you.
But she's already done so much.
Isn't this fun?
Did you know about this?
Oh, terribly spurred at the moment. When Liza heard we were having lunch, she thought it was the perfect moment.
To ruin it?
To get everyone together.
I'm quite important now, as Richard told you.
He's told me about your brackets.
I'll give you a card.
What is it, the Queen of Clubs?
My business card.
Look. Richard, I'm sorry, but I can't really stay. I've got a plane to catch.
You can't disappoint everyone. Bill, you've had a cake made specially.
Happy retirement.
It was short notice. It was either that or, congratulations, it's a girl. Richard, could you find a waiter and get this champagne open?
Look, of course. I must phone Faith.
Who?
You know perfectly well who.
Got to pick her up from flower arranging class.
I just want to let her know where I am.
She worries so, doesn't she?
Richard,
Is there a phone here?
Use mine.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know you had a poser phone.
I bought it when Liza and I were...
He used to ring me from his garden shed. So wonderfully clandestine.
Hello?
Faith, I'm still at the restaurant.
You're cutting it a bit fine.
Look, they're organising a farewell party for me.
But you've already farewelled.
I know, but it seems churlish not to stop for a drink.
I see.
Could you take my bag to the airport? Everything's in it. I'll meet you there at 4.
Thought you were planning to come home so that we could say goodbye properly.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Let me have a word. Is that dear Faith?
It is Faith, yes.
Liza here. I am sorry to spoil your last moments together.
Are you?
It was my idea. The party for Bill. He was so tough.
Liza, give me that phone. Come back here.
I'd like to speak to Bill, please.
So hard to get his attention.
How hard are you trying?
I must say, Bill's looking so much better.
Much better than what?
The last time I saw him. I thought how drawn he seemed. You've been living together for rather a long time. He has perked up since he's been away.
Put Bill on the line.
Give me the phone, Liza. All right. No need to fuss. Faith and I were only chatting. I'll get off your lap and you can have a proper talk. Well, goodbye, Faith. I'll try to persuade Bill to leave on time, but it won't be easy.
You'll make sure of that, will you?
Have you thought of trying hormone replacement therapy?
Hi, Mum.
Oh, thought you'd gone.
I just went to say goodbye to Caroline. She's been home as well. Do you want a hand?
Oh, I can manage, thanks.
What's Bill done now?
Nothing, that's the trouble.
I thought he was coming home first.
So did I.
Oh, look, if I get my stuff, you can drop me at the station. It's on the way to the airport. Hang on a sec.
No. I am not a luggage and chauffeur service.
Oh, not that speech.
And I have not got time for detours.
Well, I'll be gone when you get back, so can you give me some money? I haven't quite got enough.
I haven't got any spare cash, and I haven't got time to discuss it.
Oh, brilliant.
Look, Hannah, could you let me just do one thing at a time? I have got to rush to the airport because Bill has got caught up in town. Is there some great panic that you have to get away at exactly this minute as well?
Yes, look, I'll show you the timetable.
Look, could you maybe just wait for an hour till I get back? I'll sort you out then.
But I'll miss the train.
So what's the rush? Go back tomorrow. In fact, why not stay till Thursday like you planned?
Oh, okay, thanks. Great. Well, I'll have the kettle on when you get back.
The remaining passenger for flight KLM 102 to Amsterdam.
Oh, look, I'm sorry about the farewell.
Here's your bag. Have a nice trip. Goodbye.
Well, what could I do?
But you could have made your excuses and left. That is what farewell parties are for, isn't it?
They all organise it as a surprise.
No, they all didn't. Liza did.
She only organised the food.
I have Newt and Toe a Frog.
Okay, it was an awkward situation which she probably engineered.
Probably.
But I'm here now.
Just in time to see me leave.
Faith, we can't part like this. Haven't you got anything to say?
Yes.
What?
There was a message from Giles on the answer phone. Ring him.
I'll see him in a couple of hours. Did he say what it was about?
No, I expect he's organising a welcome back party for you.
Oh, I'll call him from here. Can I borrow your phone card?
No.
No, no, don't be petty.
Oh, but I want it back.
Now, wait for me, then. Look, why don't you get us a couple of drinks while I make this call?
Because I don't want to.
Faith, don't sulk. There'll be other weekends.
Well, if they're going to be like this, you can keep them. Did you get through?
Yes.
Anything important?
Fundamental, I'd say.
I got you a lager.
I'll have a large brandy as well.
Are we celebrating?
No, why not?
Oh, keeping to the spirit of the weekend, obviously. You all right?
No.
What did Giles say?
Oh, just that the money men have pulled out. The magazine's folded before it was launched.
But they can't do that.
Oh, yes, they can. I'm redundant.
That can't be true.
I'm afraid it is.
What are you going to do?
Well, for a start, I'm not going to think about it until tomorrow. Let's go home, open a bottle of wine, and have an early night. I'll try and make up for the weekend. At least we've got all the time in the world to be alone together now. Just like you wanted.
Bill, there's just one thing.
Must hold. But too much is falling in mine.
In episode 1 of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolam played Bill and Linda Bellingham, Faith. Belinda Lang was Liza and Julia Sawala, Hannah. Mark Denham, Joe. Jeffrey Whitehead, Richard. and David Lerner, Kevin. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger. The sun will shine.